Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Greetings, beloved. This is Mara, and thank you for joining me on Mara Sexy Radio. And today is July 31st, 2012. And getting to the point now where we're heading into August pretty quickly here, still in Mercury retrograde. And I'm actually doing the show on my own today. And there's a lot of information that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be listening to some awesome music, obviously. And we're also going to do a journey, imaginative journey that will assist us in understanding. At the end, you know, of my discussion, then you'll be able to have a tool that you can actually use to assist you. To assist you through the process. And, you know, Mercury retrograde has been pretty interesting this time around. It's for me, it's been a bit of a challenge because I'm working on several projects. I'm getting my business started as far as the products that I have available for humanity. And that's obviously going to take some time, you know, out of everything away from the things that I normally do, like doing shows once a week. So basically what we're what's going to go on is that we'll be linking the show to a website that will be created by the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is who I will become a member, who I'm becoming a member of shortly. Well, so basically what'll happen is we'll link the show somehow and the products, the product line, and all the stuff that will be available. And I'm pretty excited about it. And at the same time, it's really kind of hard in a way for me to get excited about it sometimes, because I understand that there's a lot of stuff that's involved with what I'm doing. And I can't wait for everyone to start to use the products, because they're just amazing. They're, I can't even explain it. I mean, I've been using them on myself, and I've been using them on Chris has used one of the products, and there's my family, you know, that have used it. And it's something that you have not, I'm sure that it's something that you have never experienced before, because of the energy and the frequency that have been put into the products, it changes the whole thing. You know, it just makes it a higher frequency product, which we have a lot of those now coming into creation. But what's going to happen is these products will be carried on to the new earth, so it'll be part of that. So this is the reason why it's now happening. I mean, I've been asked, you know, about the Mayan calendar, and, you know, we only basically have 4 months until the huge shift that's supposed to make changes for everyone. And basically we're, you know, people say, well, why start a business now? A lot of people have said that. Why start this now when you have, you know, there's not really that much time left? But they, you know, I'm trying to help them understand that this was told by me by the Higher Council of Seven. You know, I have always known that there would be a time when this would happen. You know, where I would be able to create, to bring forth the herbal formulas and the different types of things that I have been working on for a long time. I knew that there would come a timeline where I would be able to bring this forth, and this is it. This is the timeline now. So I'm pretty happy about that. And with Mercury retrograde really going the way it's going, it's obviously not a time to start anything. So I'm really just preparing stuff. You know, I'm not launching anything yet. It's not going to happen until after Mercury, especially as crazy as Mercury has been. And, you know, we have Uranus, obviously, and also retrograde. And Uranus will be retrograde until December. So that should be interesting, you know, because we haven't had this happen. As far as I can't find anything anywhere that that says that we've had a Mercury retrograde and Uranus at the same time. If someone knows anything about that, then I'd like to hear it, because it has not really, I haven't been able to find anything. But it's immune to everything that has occurred, you know, the lunar eclipses and all the different variation of cosmic events have been happening because of the fact that it's meant to be this way. We're working not really against time, but we're working towards creating a reality that brings love forth, that all we have really is love as part of our frequency. And so that has, you know, it's becoming a little bit of a challenge, because obviously that we have some that have not been there yet, have not gotten there yet, and this are the controllers. You know, they basically are coming to now where they're basically bringing forth everything they have, and they're attempting, and a lot of their attempts have really failed. So we're basically not to worry too much about what we hear out there, you know, that they're saying, oh, here, you know, we're, the world's going to end. And it actually seems like not too many people are really saying much about it. You know, we hear a few things here and there, but that's about it. We don't really give it too much energy. You know, we don't create nothing but love frequency. And that's really what, all that really matters is for us to come together. And actually the journey that we'll be doing later on is part of teaching us how to create a wheel of love, which will assist us. It's really running the energy. And we all know how to do this by now. We all know how to run the energy. We know how to take care of what we have to take care of when there is a need. We don't sit there and take what we, you know, sit there and take it like we used to. You know, we there was a time when we didn't know how to deal with the intensity of the energies. And now, as we're gotten to the point where we're really ready for this, and these are the best of the timelines that we're coming into. And yes, it doesn't seem that way right now because of the fact that, you know, Mercury is very active, and it's having a great time. Actually, it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's challenging us, and it's assisting us in really growing. You know, really bringing forth the greatest ability that we have, which is love. And what's interesting is we're going to be talking about the shock of awakening. And when the seven mentioned this to me, they've talked about this for a few days now, and you know they said, well, what's interesting is that this is what a lot of people are going through. The spiritual awakening is inconvenient for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people don't know exactly what's happening. You know, they know that they feel different. They feel that they talk about it, even they say, they post stuff, you know, on Facebook or wherever, you know, my space, or they, you know, they on their websites, and they're really a lot of times they don't know exactly what's taking place. And this is the reason why I have been doing this bio network Kundalini shows, so that we can actually attempt to show you and to really for you to understand how important it is for you to understand that most of all your Kundalini is what's really creating in you an amazing body of light, and everything that you do to assist it will only make things easier for you. So if you don't understand what's happening, then that just makes it harder, makes it more difficult. It even makes it confusing for you, because at times you don't even understand why you feel the way you do. And then you start to get confused. You get to the point where you say, well, gosh, you know, you even we even actually get to the place where sometimes we start to judge ourselves and start to say, well, gosh, I must be going backward. I might be, may even be not where I'm supposed to be. You know, maybe this is all just a lie. And these are things that, that happen when you're not understanding where you're, where you are. And so this is the reason why I was giving the ability to understand at a deeper level and to bring forth the information to those that, that want the information, that want to know, you know, how far they've come and where they're going, where we're going. You know, we're all going together, basically. If that's only, it's a choice, and that this choice is really what matters the most. And, you know, like right now I'm going through a lot of changes in my life. There's so many different things I have that are just aligning in so many different ways. And I am going from, I want to live in Sedona. I have always wanted to live in Sedona. And I know I've had a lifetime there. And I know that I'll spend time there. But there is a greater call, you know, to go somewhere else, which would be Los Angeles, because we're needed there. It's just for me, it's confusing because I'm thinking, well, shoot, retirement, Sedona, you know, I've gone through a lot already. I've already assisted, you know, a lot of people in my, through this journey. And now I just want to kick back, you know, enjoy life. But it's not really about that for me. It's not. It's always, I made a commitment when I first created this lifetime for myself. I made a commitment that I would come and I would assist humanity all the way, that I would be there to the end. And, you know, my children are there, my grandchildren are there, and they basically, for some reason, there's always a reason for everything. And one of the reasons is that they decided to end up there, and obviously there's a reason for that. And most of all, I think that what I'm seeing is that my grandchildren will follow my legacy. They will continue to create, you know, in the new world, what it is that I'm bringing forth. You know, and I see that because they listen to what I have to say. They're learning through my experiences. And they're getting to that point where it's a really an age, you know, where they're teenagers and they're going through some really intense stuff. And they're also, you know, a lot of them have already come in with their activations ready, the little ones. But the older ones have become conditioned through the process. So that's one of the things that I have always that I scripted into this one lifetime. I scripted this because I have this love of children, always have, especially like babies. I mean, they're just so, they bring forth their amazing energy, and they're so, they're just returning from, you know, being very close to source. So you can feel that energy, and it's beautiful. It's just so pure. You know, and I got to finally hold my beautiful granddaughter, Marissa. So she is an evolved soul. She was actually, her kundalini was already activated. You know, I usually do the activation on all the babies, and she was already activated. She was ready to go, and she talked to me. You know, she's going to be 4 months, and she just kind of said, you know, well, why am I here? And she wanted to know some things, and she said, it's a little hard. She thought that life was a little hard, and I said, well, you're just starting, but you're a very evolved soul. You're going to be fine. And then she started making this little face, sad face, and she started crying. But then she held me, I held her for probably like 2 hours. She lost sleep on me. And she, at one point, she put her little hand right on my heart center, and she kept it there for at least an hour. I mean, I didn't move or anything. I was just enjoying. I would close my eyes, and I would just receive what she had a gift, you know, to me. And I loved it. For me, that was I think that I, at that point, I made the decision that I will be moving down there only for that reason, that the children, you know, are everything. And with the children are our future, really. They've always, everyone's always said that. It's been quotes about that for so long now. So many people have understood that. So really, now we're going to, we're talking about the awakening of the Kundalini and how it appears and how it's a major, sometimes some words are funny. You can't say them right. Autonomic, that's what I'm trying to say. Autonomic, it's an autonomic shock to the whole organism. The whole system goes through this creative process that at times we don't understand. So it really is a shock to the body because we were born with a carbon-based body. And all of a sudden, we have come to the timeline where our activation is taking place, the Kundalini. And once it does, obviously there's no going back from there. But, you know, the shock can come in waves. You know, there could be, you all of a sudden start to feel panic, anxiety. You know, you feel depressed. And you don't really know why. You look at your life and you say, gosh, you know, I know I'm activating. I know I'm going through this beautiful process and I decided to do this. And all of a sudden I'm feeling all this weird stuff that are not in accordance to what I wanted it to be. But the thing is that we forget, you know, we're still, we're coming into remembrance of so much. And this is part of it. And but that's part of the process of what's going on inside the body. And that's why you start to feel this weird anxiety and this, sometimes you start to feel this depression that will lift suddenly because then something has taken place that has changed it. And this is going to happen regardless of the conditions in our lives. You know, whatever it is that we're going on a personal level, you know, whatever's going on in the contents of our mind, whatever it is we're thinking and we're trying to remove from our daily life, you know, we're changing our aspect in a way. Our third brain is taking over, and it takes time and it takes effort to remove the old conditioning of the intellectual mind. So despite of whatever story or explanation that we give ourselves for what's happening to us, we're really basically, we know now that we're penetrating the veil of conditioning. So there's part of this takes place with hyperactivation, you know, and because the adrenal glands are involved. And there's massive changes in the nervous system. You know, that's the reason why that's the main symptom that comes with activation is the anxiety and depression. So suddenly we're forced to have a different type of feeling in our body. You know, we're forced into an arousal of activity that really is, it's created by this inactive center and through conditions that really are analogous to us. They're created by, yes, I know I lost my voice. I heard the beep. It's a headset that's obviously not working for me properly, and it does that. It suddenly will just shut itself down, as we just heard. But what I was saying is, and I'll repeat it, I guess. We're talking about how as we activated our Kundalini, we start to suddenly, we're forced into arousal to an activity that we were not used to having in our lives. You know, it creates a condition that we think of as an accident. You know, we basically say, well, gosh, going through ascension is supposed to be a good thing. Here we are, you know, feeling love, feeling a beautiful love for humanity, for everything that all of creation, but at the same time, it doesn't seem to match what my body is experiencing. You know, my body is experiencing this autonomic shock. It's creating this this expression that seems to be unconsciousness instead of organic reality. You know, it doesn't seem to match up to what we're doing, but this is part of the process, and it's huge right now, especially because we have been receiving so much of the energies that are coming from the central sun. You know, we're receiving amazing amounts of energy that obviously are assisting us to get up to date on our, as far as our bodies are concerned, to bring ourselves up to date with our Kundalini experience, activating every part of our body. You know, we have our pineal gland, and, you know, that's changing, obviously. And so they seem to be blockages at some point. But really, it becomes apparent to us that this is really amplification of energy, and it is consciousness, because we at some point realize this. You know, at some point we realize that we are conscious beings, that we are light beings, and we have been created, and we came here for this specific reason. And we understand that the ego, which is basically the junk DNA, becomes aware that it was only masquerading, and it was not really self. That's not who we were intended to be. It was part of the conditioning that had taken place before we became active with the Kundalini. So the self sudden appearance really collapsed the unknown. You know, all of a sudden, things that we didn't remember, things that we didn't know, all of a sudden we're remembering. We're coming. Why are we here? We know why. We continue moving forward in this process. So it really can create something within us that causes the shock process. And that's just the beginning of it, you know. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show is just to bring everyone into reminder that we are basically going through this process, and it's okay. You know, we're going to make it through. But the shock and the depression in the beginning stages of the awakening process can be really intense. And there's a lot of people now are going through the awakening process just now. You know, some of them, some people that I have actually met personally began their process of the activation 2 years ago. And all of a sudden, their life is still going through turmoil. You know, I told my story on how, you know, what I went through, and how there was not really much information when my Kundalini was activated. You know, I pretty much had to go. I couldn't like reach out for a book, or couldn't really go on. There was no website, nothing. The computers, there was no computers yet. So really what I had to go through, it was a harsh awakening for me. I mean, it really became a blessing in disguise, because I ended up learning, and through my experiences, I was able to assist humanity. And I'm still doing it. I've been doing the shows for almost 4 years. September will be 4 years. And I've come to the place now where I understand completely what my journey is all about. You know, I can see it. So the ego mind can't really make sense of this shock. You know, the junk DNA is being released very quickly. So what happens is you start to feel this conscious awareness, but at the same time, it seems like your ego is fighting you. You know, it's causing disruption for your life. In your daily life, you go through different stages of it, and you go through different phases and cycles of this this metamorphic process. And it is a metamorphosis. It's just beautiful. It really is. If you really can get through to this process, your nervous system will come into alignment. And I often recommend certain things for assistance. Obviously, I try to give everyone tools that I have used and that I have been assisted with. And the Kundalini Yoga one with Gurumukh, it's one of the most amazing ones that, and Beloved, I know you're in the chat room, if you can actually put that in there. And if you Google Kundalini Yoga and Gurumukh, I'm not exactly sure how you spell her name, I just know how to say it. She does this one particular, yoga stage. I mean, when you're doing the yoga, she goes to this one part where she moves her hands. You move your hands really fast, and you do it like right on by your head. It's almost like you're gonna hit your head. But what that does is that helps restore your nervous system. So basically, what happens is you doing that Kundalini yoga has assisted me greatly. At first, I couldn't do it. It's because it's really intense. It doesn't seem like it. I mean, she was 58 years old and she did that when she created that DVD. And you look at her like she is amazing looking. She's very healthy, very strong. And, you know, you say, well, if she could do it, I could do it. But, you know, you have to take it easy with it because it does, you will get sore, guaranteed. So basically, we're just have to use the tools that are given to us. And that way we are able to continue with our process. And, you know, it's been said that there are some things that change the autonomic nervous system. And really what they are is the sympathetic, and I'm coming now into psychology, I mean, not psychology, I'm starting to talk really about the science part of it, you know, the science protocol of it, what happens to your body physically. So the sympathetic nerves constrict blood vessels in the skin and the viscera. So this leads to an increase in heart rate and faster breathing. So that's what happens when you start to activate. I'm going to tell you a few things that happens with your activations. So what's happening inside while you're activating the Kundalini, you actually don't even see it or don't feel it. But you can actually observe this while you're in a meditative state, when you're in and you're doing journeys that are imaginative journeys. You start to feel this stuff. You start working on your breathing, and when you work on your breathing, then what it does, it starts to you start to experience the heat that is activated in your body, and it's really an amazing experience because that's what happens when I do the Kundalini yoga. I mean, it's just the heat just starts to rise all around me, and it starts to feel amazing, you know. And I know that when I do this exercise, when I do this type of exercise, I know that it's only going to activate me and bring me closer to my light body. So what happens is the skin, particularly the shoulders, become this... this feeling, you start to get this feeling where it feels like it's cold, you know, it's just like kind of like wet sheets with the shoulder, you know, it's kind of hard to explain how the feeling is. You actually have to experience it, but then all of a sudden the heat just rises and just bathes you with this beautiful heat that just, and you know that that's working on your skin first because the skin is our largest organ. No. So really, the sympathetic nerves dilates the blood vessels and the skeletal muscles. And so this allows for more blood to be taken to the skeletal muscles. This is the reason why so many people experience aches and pains in their muscles. They say, gosh, you know, ever since I started activating, I feel like I'm just in complete pain. So this is really what this serves is an adaptive role in running from danger. In other words, the body thinks that it's in danger. There's way too much blood rushing through. You know, it starts to kind of, that's when you start to get your anxiety, you know, from that. So during this Kundalini experience, this serves to carry more nutrients really to the muscle tissues that are herald from emotional pain. Because what happens with Kundalini experiences, when you're activating, you start to bring in a lot of things that have caused you turmoil in your life. You start to feel emotional pain. You start to remember a lot of things that you still have to release. So the body is perfectly active in your process of this Kundalini experience, because it knows that through the process of having this Kundalini rising, you're going to need more nutrients. And what's interesting about this even is that you get to a place like, for example, where I am right now, that your body doesn't need as much food, but yet you're pretty strong. Like when I did the 33 days of juicing, you know, it's like I was just the strongest that I had ever been. I mean, I was able to do yoga, you know, more than I had ever done. And other types of exercises, you know, I was way stronger in every way. And I'm still feeling pretty strong, even though I don't need as much. So that explains the reason why it is that we don't need to eat as much, because we're really, the body is taking care of us. You know, the nutrients are being sent to the muscle. And that's what assists us. So if you know that you're going through this process, then you're not going to be as panicked. You're not going to feel so much anxiety, because you know that what's happening to you is really a beautiful and amazing thing. So you're basically will calm, be more calm and more serene. Now, the sympathetic nerves stimulate the glycogenolysis. It's I can't explain the word right now. It's really a really hard word, which it's related to the increase of blood sugar. It's related to the glycogenesis. So it's really hard to explain it, but really, let me actually explain it to you in the best terms that I can. It serves to keep the body energized. You know, when you have your blood sugar gets to a certain level, and at times when you're going through your Kundalini experience, the sugar gets to be increases too much sometimes. So what happens is you start to have this state of heightened nervous activity, you know, that there was way too much sugar. You may even have been diagnosed with diabetes at one point because your sugar went too high and you weren't feeling well. So really now if you go back to the doctor after going through this process for some time, you will come back negative for diabetes because your body has already acclimated. It's already gone through its process with this sugar levels are more stable. So really part of this process is having the proper diet that will
Yeah.
And I'm back, and what was happening was this headset, crazy headset. It's pretty new, actually. It's not a month, about a month old, and it shuts off itself. It doesn't give me any warning at all. I don't hear a beep or anything. So it's basically going back. But anyway, apologies for that. I was trying to get someone to confirm that they could hear the music because I couldn't hear anything at all, and I didn't realize that the headset was off. But anyway, we'll continue on with our talk about the what they started to call the White Death. So really, we just really experienced that because of the bone marrow metamorphosis. And, you know, the neuropeptides are what were very active in our process. And, you know, it's like I was saying, it's really important for you to, there's so much information out there now. And there are so many people that can actually assist you now through, and you know, if you're newly awakening and you are experiencing a different type of awakening that we did. You know, our awakening was totally different. You have so much really to deal with in a way because you have to be specific about what it is that your intent is. You know that you are awakening, you're wide awake now, and you start to be flooded with things that you're remembering. You know, what was your purpose? Why is your purpose for being here? You know, and during this initial stages of the awakening and this activation, the main thing that really is understand that it's your adrenals and your nervous system that are very active. So really at this point, you have to pay attention to be more gentle with your body, really. I mean, eat healthier, sleep. As much as you need to sleep, or if you don't need to sleep as much, then don't. But most of the time, I find that you need to sleep. That's the most important part, because what happens when you sleep, you go into astral. And when you go into astral, then you're basically allowing your body to rest. And while it's resting, it's actually activating. It's doing what it's supposed to do. So it is. I know it seems to be difficult to work with the fact that you seem to be going crazy because your emotions are all over the place and you don't even know what is happening. You know, well, this is really what we call is a sympathetic activation, and this is what happens during the influx stage of the digestive system. When it starts to purge a lot of things as well. Because have you ever noticed when you're going through certain emotional processes, you start to have this, like a pain in your, all of a sudden it feels like somebody punched you in the stomach. You know, you start to feel like you have butterflies in your stomach, like they call them, you know, that's what we used to know them as. You really don't know what the heck is happening. But really what's happening is the digestive system is activated. And it's it gets to that rest relaxation side of the nervous system, which is the crisis that instigated the radical sympathetic activation. So it's equally activating and leading the body through a purging process. And the intestinal tract is the one that carries the most energy that's available for strategic thinking. And again, it's for the flight and fight response. So really your body is doing all these different things. Now, the purging process, there are ways that you can assist yourself through this process. You know, we've talked about how your lysosomes become unglued in previous episodes. You know, you may want to refer back to that show. And it's the same type of, the bio network of the Kundalini, but it's really the how it's about the lysosomes that we spoke a lot about that. And so there's a lot of different things that you can do. You can begin a choosing process. And I know everybody tells me, because everywhere I go, whoever I talk to, I always recommend choosing. And my kids, and they just laugh. You know, they're like, did she just tell you this, that you should start juicing? You know, so basically, because that's part of what you're going to be doing is you're going to be assisting your body. It's already purging. And what you need to do is give it a chance to purge in a very easy manner. In other words, assist it. And that's the most essential part is that you need to assist yourself through this shock phase. And when it hits the digestive system, it gets to a place where you become empty. Your digestive system becomes empty. Your intestines and that visceral organs go into an intense contraction even. You know, you may even feel all of a sudden you start to feel like your stomach is like in pangs. It starts start to feel, you know, like it's contracting. Well, it's part of the, you know, this is necessary in order to reset the function of the organs. And the transmutation mode takes place. So the body's purging itself to avoid eating foods that you're giving it. In other words, if you're still feeding yourself burgers and fries and giving yourself, still eating meat, which is really hard to digest, you know, your body's going to fight you. It's going to say, no, this stuff is not good for you. It's not, it's going to purge it out. It's going to get rid of it. So instead, just have a little fruit or just get some vegetable juice going, you know, that will actually assist your process. And next thing you know, your body will be more peaceful. You start to feel like your stomach is not contracting like it used to, you know. So this is really part of the process that we go through. Of course, appears more of a shock to the system than what I'm trying to say is you go in cycles. You know, this process goes into cycles. So you have subsequent awakenings. In other words, because I even go through that now, and I've been going through my process for quite some time, many, many years. I mean, I can't pinpoint. I know when I had my Kundalini activated, my very first experience, that was 1902, just kidding. It was 1998 is when my first Kundalini experience occurred, actually 97. And it was intense. And, you know, but I've been going through a huge amount of awakenings through this process and that have been more intense. But as I'm going through now to what seems to be the end of the beginning, now I'm feeling so much healthier and so much stronger in so many ways. So, you know, just really, you're going to lose weight. You're going to lose a lot of weight. You're going to look healthier. You're going to get stronger. Your muscle tone will get even healthier. Even if you're not lifting weights, even if you're not, you know, as long as you're doing your yoga to assist your process, that's the one that I recommend the most. I mean, there's other things you can do, and, you know, that's fine. You want to work out. But if you lift weights and your body is going through the metamorphosis of your skeletal muscles, then what happens is you get more sore. You really put yourself through things that you really shouldn't have to. Now, yoga doesn't do that. Yoga, except for Kundalini yoga, of course, at the beginning, you will feel it, you know. But you know, you will lose a lot of the nervous energy, obviously, as time continues. And it's different for everyone. I mean, some people go through this process within 6 months, and, you know, then they're in the perfect place. So, really, I mean, so everyone goes through different processes. During the white death, that's what we're calling it, the awakening of the autonomic shock, you know, you may say, well, the body is going to this equivalent of seeing a nuclear blast, you know. That's what happened with me. Like I said, I completely lost it. My body was just out of control, you know, because I didn't know what was going on. And you may seem to have to come into this shock, into this white death, suddenly, out of the blue. It's just one day you're feeling fine, and the next day you're just, your body can't function, it seems like. So many people would assume in experiencing this kind of autonomic shock that they are going through the dark night of the soul experience, but it's not. It seems that way. For me, the white death shock really occurred after the initial peak of the influx of my spirit, the shock being a direct proportion to the extent of the opening of what was to come, you know, for me. And it has been amazing. It has been an amazing ride. So a little more about the white death. The white death is associated with the ignition phase while the die-offs happen, you know, where you release your ego, which is your junk DNA. So certain things happen after a certain time and intervals of the transmutation as they occur. You know, as the transmutations occur, different die-offs happen. And the die-offs are quite different in sensation and physiologically. You don't really know what is going to happen. In other words, it's not always the same every time. So the white death experience is different for everyone. So in a way, you would say that the white death is a state of septic shock in a way. It's created by no free radicals. Other really different types of activations, hyperactivations that happen, metabolic processes that occur, nervous system getting recreated, your pineal gland activated, you know. So while the die-offs are elaborate and going through their process, you know, you also have your hormones that are taking place. I have had so many people tell me that, men have told me, you know, I feel like I'm going through menopause. You know, this really feels like I get, you know, night sweats, I get all this weird stuff. And it's associated with, obviously, the process. And then we come to find out at some point that men also go through something called andropause, which means it's the opposite of what women go through, menopause. So a lot of the older gentlemen were going through, you know, a double take of this stuff. So this is the reason why a lot of my herbs are really good for this stuff as well. I created a lot of my herb formulas going through this process, assisting my body. So it's going to involve your immune system cells. So it's very important for you to take care of your immune system as well, because what's happening is your body cells cannot withstand the high oxidation conditions. And at some point, your body even thinks that it's something's attacking it. It thinks that there's some type of, you know, virus or something like that. So then it starts to go to that place that's being activated, and all of a sudden your immune system starts to get depleted. You start to feel like you get colds more often and stuff like that. So really, Colloidal Silver has been the most amazing thing for me. And I have an herbal formula that assists your immune system as well. So that's something coming up will be offered to all of you, whoever, you know, is in need of this. And I will obviously, for each formula that I created, I will do a show and I will explain in detail, just like I'm going to do workshops on, okay, why is this product good for you? So really what we're heading to now, yes, we are ascending, but what we're heading to, and it's been known since ancient time, It's called the death and resurrection of our bodies, our spirits, our soul, you know, our higher self. So really the bottom line is, and I want to be able to do, let me look at my time here. I want to be able to do that. Yeah, we have 18 minutes. So I will wind down now as far as this talk. And of course, we're going to do way more. There's so much more information that needs to be brought forth to assist all of us in getting through this process. So the bottom line is, with this seeming septic shock that's going on in your body, really, the best thing to do is yoga, gentle stretching and pushing exercises, a lot of breathing. Yoga brings a lot of breathing with it. You know, you learn how to breathe the right way. Because if you tend to hold your breath, you'll get a lot of pain around your rib cage area. And then you wonder why you have pain in this area. You know, you've gone to the doctor and everything's fine. Well, it's because you're not breathing correctly. So it's really important to learn how to breathe. Get some form of body work done. You know, have someone do some energy work on you. Massage. It's really good for that. Anything that really puts you in comfort. You know, there's a lot of people say, you know, that hugs are so important. And there has been research done that, you know, children, babies that don't get that hugs and nourishment like that when they're small, they end up not really being nurtured they end up being the opposite of what we're meant to be. So really hug someone every day. You know, eat green vegetables and fruits. Green drinks are amazing. Avoid the heavy foods, especially when your body is going through, when you start to recognize when your body is going through this shock process, it's really important for you to be prepared because your digestive system will start to get out of whack. And so it's important to do that. You know, take in whatever vitamins you need through really like the B vitamins, through actually the vegetables, and, you know, that's the best way to take them. But if you're not able to do the juicing, you know, you're not able to get a lot of vitamins, then get a supplement, a really good one that's organic, that has B vitamins, because that's going to assist your process. It's going to help your nervous system. Antioxidants are really important. I started to drink acai and since 2004, that's when I first discovered it. And I don't drink it as much anymore. My body doesn't ask for it anymore. But I have really upgraded in my antioxidants. I take ones that I created myself that are really good for the body. Drink a lot of water. Practically, I'm telling you, you need to just make sure that you have good quality water. But you have to take minerals as well. Because if you get the water from the machines, they take the minerals out to make the water clean. So then you have to start taking. Coconut water is one of the best waters that you can actually drink to assist you in being hydrated and to have everything that your body needs to be hydrated. What I've discovered is that taking baths and some type of salt is really good for you. You know, if you don't want to get too intense, then Epsom salt. Now, I have a formula that I made, actually, that actually has three different things in it. And it doesn't only protect you, assist you with your taking a bath, you know. It actually helps you in not picking up negative energy. It protects you. It surrounds you with protection. It's really interesting, an interesting product. Make sure that you have enough magnesium that will turn on the relaxing hormone. The nervous system, like I said, gets out of control sometimes when you're going through this process. So it's really important to just take it easy. And then, you know, if you have questions, obviously call me, let me know. get in contact with me through Facebook or some means. My website will be up, you know, as soon as they're done with it, you know, as soon as they get through the process. You know, it's going to probably be a month or so, maybe less. I don't know. It's got to be after crazy Mercury retrograde goes direct. So that's what I have for today as far as that the process that we're going through. And, of course, there's more, you know, there's more, but I obviously can't. Well, I need to do more shows like I used to, you know, shows that I where people would know ahead of time. And, you know, I really do post these at the last minute, which is not a good thing. But we're going through an amazing transmutation process. And the most primitive functions in the body are really turning into amazing crystalline structures. So let's assist our body with giving it service, you know, with giving it so that we can come into the highest biological faculty of this transmutation process. And I want to do, 12 minutes. So we're going to do a little journey that that can assist us, actually. And I have, gosh, it's been so long since I wrote this. I'm going through a lot of my stuff, and I am finding some nuggets. And this is one that actually upgraded it. I've been upgrading it for a few days, actually. Between all the other stuff I'm doing. Okay, making sure that my headset's working. So what I'll do is I'll put some music on. Actually, I want to remind you of something. Let me put on, I haven't played this in so long, and I haven't heard it in a while myself. This is a reminder of how loved you are, how loved we all are. And how what a blessing we are to ourselves and to all the people around us and to all of creation, and how much our source loves us. And it's from Bliss.
You are my angel. You are. Come join the circle. There's always room for one more. Come ride the winged horse. It's getting ready to fly. It's gonna take you to heaven. To the stars tonight. Don't play in the dust, child. Don't set off our stones when you can have diamonds and silver. Getting ready to fly so high. He's gonna take you to heaven and to the stars tonight. Come ride the winged horse. He's getting ready to fly so high. He's gonna take you to heaven and to the stars tonight.
As we take a deep, sacred breath, we come into the unified field where we're joined by the commissioned beings of light, those that love us with all their might. They're beings that are the great ones. Now, bring into remembrance for you how to build a wheel of love. This to bring your soul love. And this brings you into harmony and higher purpose. And it and not only brings you into this state, but all those whom you connect with. You create right relationships with everyone. We have learned, not only on this show, but through so many different means, how to soul link, how to circulate light, and how to run energy among our heart centers. And we have even learned how to, and remembered how to state our soul love. We have even called upon the great ones. We have called upon Source and all the beautiful beings that are countless into infinity. And we have received their transmissions of love into our heart center. We are now ready to learn how to make heart connections with all the people that surround us. People that are not even close to us. People that we may not even know. People we have not connected with yet. And we're going to do this through making wheels of love. Creating a wheel of love is a way to radiate soul love to all of creation. You can actually make a wheel of love when you're physically present with all these people or when you're not. Anytime that you think of them or they're brought into your mind, it's because there's something that they're needing. They're needing love. And so it's every time that you have this remembrance of someone, then you can actually do this very quickly. Stop what you're doing and create a wheel of love. It could be for your family, your friends, your neighbors, really anyone. You can make wheels of love everywhere you go. This way you can bring love and to be in harmony with everyone. And this is what will create for us a place of love and serenity. In yours that brings pure love consciousness. And we're coming to that place now, that timeline, that amazing timeline that we have waited for. By making a wheel of love, we can lift and expand really all our patterns of light between each other, making them more beautiful. We can expand through this process into the oneness of love. And we become one with the universal presence of love as we offer this love to others. This is the best way to assist each other, beloveds. This is the way for us to broadcast our love for all of creation. This is the way that we evolve and become more natural, organic, flowing, and harmonized with each other. We bring ourselves into higher purpose now. We call forth harmony, peace, and love. We call forth serenity with all our connections, all our relations. And we offer this to all the ones that are ready to receive. We give this opportunity to all the created beings, assisting them into their next stage of a heart awakening. We gather now in the essence of love. We call forth even our past generations. We call forth our ancient ones. And we send this essence to future generations. Let us travel now to the soul plane and blend with our soul. What a beautiful experience this is, our soul. Our soul is so beautiful. Beloveds, look out over the sea of light and call to you the souls of all of creation. You don't even need to identify each one. You just know who they are. Just see with your imaginative third brain all their souls coming as you call for them forth, and they begin to circle around you. Sensitive souls, along with Source, God, all that is, pay close attention to their heart centers. Now circulate that energy. Begin to circulate that energy among your heart centers. Feel that serenity of love as you begin to lift from your heart center and to your head center and expand this amazing love with a watchful heart. See your soul strengthening your will to love more and more every day. Lift your solar plexus energy up to your heart center. Release all your power struggles. They're not worth it. As your heart light grows more beautiful, imagine you are merging with the universal presence of love that brings love to all. You will now see the rays of light that carry a spectrum of colors coming out from a beautiful golden orb of your heart center. Begins to touch that heart center of every single one that has formed a circle with you. You are in the center of a wheel, a rays of light coming from your primary heart center to those that are your beloved that are present with you. Feel the solar light above you. Now call this light to you. Observe as it sends a ray of light down through your head center to your heart center. Now this solar light moves out from your primary heart center to every single being in the circle around you, adding its light of higher purpose to all of your creations or your connections. You're now assisted. You have now learned how to make patterns between the wheels. Now you have remembered how to radiate a soul love quality. Accept this amplified, transparent love now. This wheel of love is now permanent for you. So continue to broadcast this love everywhere you go. And as we complete this show now, we send out a hug for every single one of you in this circle, this beautiful circle. And my love is my gift to you. And thank you for listening to the show. And thank you for joining with me and this beautiful wheel of love. It is amazing and expansive, very expansive. And I love you. Be loved.